Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, August 1st. Got some great racing on tap, three great races at Saratoga. Hope to make a lot of money. And as always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by AmWager.com, AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site, legal in most states, covering lots of tracks, lots of perks for the better. Become a member at AmWager.com. You can also get the blog by clicking on How to Bet and Ellis Starr's blog, or handicapping Ellis Starr's blog at AmWager.com. We're going to start this Saturday, August 1st, Key Races and Bets podcast with the H. Allen Jerkin Stakes Race 10 at Saratoga with a post of 6.18. The morning line favorite, No Parole, I think he's got problems. Although he's 5-for-6, all five wins have been earned leading from start to finish. Although he's fast, so is Eight Rings, and so is Mischievous Alex. I can't see No Parole getting his way on the front end like he did in the Woody Stevens Stakes on June 20th. So other horses have proven to come from off the pace and win. Three deserve top billing, and those are Captain Bombastic, Tap It to Win, and Echo Town. Captain Bombastic just ran the best race of his career, the 7-furlong trip on June 14th. The win came against New York Reds in the Mike Lee Stakes. He stalked a pace as fast as he'll get today before rallying from fourth to draw off. He put in a really strong 47 8/10 workout, third best of 28 half mile last week. He's got a great post to watch the pace battle. He gets Castellano, and his 108 Equibase speed figures is good, as the one No Parole earned in allowance race before winning the Woody Stevens, regressing to a 93. So at 15-1 morning line, Captain Bombastic deserves our attention. When wagering in this race, he could legitimately post the upset if he repeats that last one. Tap It to Win cuts back from 9 furlongs in the Belmont Stakes to this one-turn trip. Actually, 9-furlong one-turn to this one-turn 7 furlongs, having won his last 2 one-turn races. In the Belmont, he led from the start through a fast 7-furlong mark. This race ends before tiring. He went way too fast, 46 flat and 109.8 early, but he doesn't need the lead, having stalked in 4-3 back in a sprint. Tap It to Win also earned a 108 figure one before last, and the cutback from 9 furlongs to 7 helps him to have some extra energy in the late stages, should be finishing well, and could get back in the winner's circle. Echo Town rounds out the three contenders in the Jerkins. He finished second behind No Parole and the Woody Stevens, closing from fourth in the stretch into a horse who had an easy lead from the start, which is unlikely to happen today. Two before that, when battling head-and-head for the last quarter of a mile, he came up ahead of short on the wire, but earned a 112 figure, which wins if neither Captain Bombastic or Tap It to Win don't improve off their best efforts. Even if they do get past in the stretch, No Parole and Mischievous Alex can run seconds. We'll use them in some exact, as we'll talk about in a second. In the Allen Jerkin Stakes Race 10 at Saratoga, Saturday, August 1st, 6:18 Eastern, Captain Bombastic and Tap It to Win are great bets at 3-1 or more. It's unlikely Echo Town is going to go to post 3-1 or more, so we'll use him in exactas. But regarding win bets on Captain Bombastic and Tap It to Win, when making multiple win bets, use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. You can put in how much money you want to bet or how much money you want to win, and the math is done for you, and AmWager has one for free among many other great features. For the exacta, first of all, since Captain Bombastic is 15-1, we'll play an exact as a place bet, just a dollar perhaps, all over Captain Bombastic, a very good play. And then the other exacta, one other exacta, is going to be Tap It to Win and Echo Town over Echo Town, Tap It to Win, Mischievous Alex, No Parole, and Captain Bombastic. And the second one is going to throw in Captain Bombastic because I want to get some money if he does win. And that exacta is going to be Captain Bombastic, Tap It to Win, Echo Town over Captain Bombastic, Tap It to Win, Echo Town, Mischievous Alex, and No Parole. We'll play some doubles and pick threes here in the 10th race. Doubles using Captain Bombastic, Tap It to Win, and Echo Town in race 11, Marzo Cross Border, Dot Matrix, and Pillar Mountain. It's a $12 double for a buck, but well worth it because there's no real favorites on this list. And the pick three, it's a great pick three in my opinion. Captain Bombastic, Tap It to Win, Echo Town in race 10. Marzo, Cross Border, Dot Matrix, and Pillar Mountain, race 11. I'll handle the cash and Dalika in race 12. Moving on to race 11, the Bowling Green Stakes, post 6:50 Eastern on Saturday, August 1st. Cross Border is one of two from the strong Maker barn, the other being Marzo. Maker once again proved his prowess with these turf stakes last Saturday, running 1-2 in the Baran Baruch Stakes over the course, and is a big shot to do the same thing similar with only Dot Matrix, the other horse I can see winning. Cross Border is 4-for-4 at Saratoga, including a win on July 22nd, which is probably why Maker meals him back in 10 days. He won the Lubash Stakes against New York Breds, and Ortiz rides right back on the stretch out from mile and a 16th, but it's not an issue since Cross Border missed by a neck in the McKnight Stakes at 12 furlongs in January, as well as won an 11 furlong race last November on turf at Aqueduct. Ortiz also rode him in both those top efforts, and he's been first or second, Cross Border has, in 8 of his last 11, and only beaten 2 lengths or less in the other 3, so he's a tough horse. Dot Matrix likes the course, likes the distance. He won the John B. Connolly at 12 furlongs in January, missed by a head of catching Perret in the Tiller at 11 furlongs in June, when the winner is allowed to coast on a snail-like pace of 114 and 6/10 for 6 furlongs. Dot Matrix is overmatched in the Grade 1 Manhattan, but fits very well here and has a right to run back through his Connolly effort. Marzo won the Sycamore last fall at Keeneland at 12 furlongs, 2 races after Maker claimed. Another example of Maker's acumen at turning ordinary horses into marathon turf stakes winners. He hasn't won since, but ran fine behind Dot Matrix in the Connolly, when just a half length of the runner-up and 3/4 from Dot Matrix. His 2 recent 9 furlong races were too short, but stretching back out to a marathon distance, Marzo can return to competitive form. I'm going to toss Pillar Mountain in for one of the exactas and trifectas as she opens at 12-1 for Pletcher and Velasquez. WynnBET's in the Bowling Green race 11 at Saratoga post 650, Cross Border at 9-5 or better, Dot Matrix 3-1 or better, Marzo at 3-1 or better. Exactas, box, Cross Border, Dot Matrix, and Marzo, and box, Cross Border, Dot Matrix, and Pillar Mountain for the trifecta, box all 4, Cross Border, Dot Matrix, Marzo, and Pillar Mountain. If you got live pick 3s, you don't need to play doubles, but if not, or if you want to take more chances to make some profit here in race 11, use Marzo, Cross Border, Dot Matrix, and Pillar Mountain. And in race 12, I'll handle the cash and Dalika. Moving to race 12, the Caress Stakes post 722 Eastern on Saturday 8-1 at Saratoga. I'll handle the cash and Dalika stick out even in this 10-horse field, in my opinion. This isn't a graded stakes, but carries a $200,000 purse, so has attracted some good filly mare sprinters. But just the same, Alhanna the Cash proved herself at the level 1 month ago in winning the license fee stakes at Belmont for a career-best 107 echo-based figure. She had trouble in 3 straight before that, none fault of her own. And with Jose Ortiz riding back after being up for the first time in victory last month, with the filly not being a need to lead type, where there are some in this race, Alhanna the Cash could be really tough to beat. Similarly tough is Dalika, who closed like a shot from 8th to 2nd as even money favorite behind I'll Handle the Cash last month in that license fee stakes. She had won 5 weeks earlier off a 5-month layoff. Rosario was up for both A races as well. And Rosario rode Kariba to a sharp win at the end of June for Clement in her last start. And he's winning a lot of races for Clement, but he and his agent are sending a strong signal picking Dalika here, who's earned 106 and 108 figures in her last 2, on par, of course, with the 107 on of the cash earned in that stakes, which is why those are better than the rest of the field, and I kind of think they stick out. In the Caress Stakes, race 12 at Saratoga post 722 Eastern on Saturday 8-1. WynnBET's on either or both all on of the cash and Dalika at 9-5 or higher. These are low odds overlay WynnBET's. And when making multiple WynnBET's, try and use a dutching tool like the free 1-and-am wager. Lots of great perks there. You can get the key races and bets blog at Amwager by clicking on Handicapping and All the Stars blog, and you can get lots of perks and these tools like the dutching tool, which is great, at Amwager.com. The exacta box is going to be on the cash and Dalika, and another exacta of on the cash and Dalika overall is warranted here to take a shot since I stand out, and then some pretty cheap trifectas. There's 4 of them here. I'll handle the cash and Dalika over, I'll handle the cash and Dalika over all, and then throw all in the middle. So that's I'll handle the cash and Dalika over, I'll handle the cash and Dalika. I think they'll be first or third. And then I'll handle the cash and Dalika over, I'll handle the cash, Dalika, Jakarta, Saratoga, Treasure, and Kariba. And then one more trifecta. Get all 50-cent bets. You can have some fun here. I'll handle the cash and Delica over Jakarta, Saratoga Treasure, and Kariba over. I'll handle the cash and Delica. That's it for this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Please check out the Key Races and Bets blog. Check out amwager.com. Great betting site. They're going to be betting all weekend at amwager.com, and so should you. Have a good weekend. Talk to you next week.